KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 29 with a wind chill of 19. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News today, Friday, January 19th. And news is sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning and the First National Bank Trust. It's going to be a nice day today, sunny, breezy, and we'll have temps in the upper 50s. We'll be in the mid-60s both Saturday and Sunday, but fire danger will be elevated. We'll have some pretty gusty winds over the weekend. Chickasha School's new interim superintendent ready to accept the challenges facing him. The story coming up in today's Cool News. Chickasha School's new interim superintendent says he's ready to accept the challenges ahead of him in an exclusive interview with the Cool and Ranch News with Mulvin Media. Jack Heron bringing a wealth of information to the post. He spent a number of years lobbying for state education at the state capitol, even giving presentations to state lawmakers. Heron optimistic he could be part of the solution to many issues that have come forward within the school district over the last few months.
What I would hope that everyone does is most of them, I don't know them, they don't know me. I hope that we can look at each other for face value and they'll give me the chance and give me the benefit of the doubt that I'll work with them and talk to them and we'll work out a solution. And I feel very confident, and I would say to you and I'll say to the public of Chickasha, we'll work this out.
Heron said he's been following the stories about what's been going on in the Chickasha School District, and he became curious and thought he might apply for the interim superintendent post. He also said he had some friends locally that encouraged him to apply. Heron signed a contract this week valued at $140,000 per year. Now that's about $11,700 per month, and it runs through June 30th of this year. A cement woman dies when her car runs off a rural Grady County road. 86-year-old Zella Faye Fulton passed away in the crash that happened about 5 miles south of Verdon on Lake Birchie Road yesterday. Investigators think the crash happened between 1 and 3 o'clock yesterday. Fulton's car found overturned in a creek bed. The state medical examiner reports Fulton died at the scene from numerous injuries suffered in the crash. Chickasha will have a new mayor later this year. Hank Ross announcing previously that he's not running for re-election, and at least three candidates could be on the ballot in April. Businessman Chris Mosley formally announcing his candidacy this week. He's a previous city councilman and a Chickasha native, currently works in the family business at Century 21 Mosley Real Estate. A couple of other candidates have also announced their intentions to run for mayor, including current councilman Cody Turpin and retired Colonel Tom Rose, an unsuccessful mayoral candidate who lost to Ross a couple of years ago. The filing period for city council will be next month. More cool news coming right up.
Plans for the new year never include the loss of a loved one. We have no control of the future, but we can avoid misunderstandings, emotional stress, and financial burdens at a very difficult time. Pre-planning your funeral is the best decision you can make to protect your family. Call 224-1344 for an appointment to discuss your future with no pressure or obligation. Ferguson Funeral Home, caring service from our family to yours.
New officers sworn in this week for the Chickasha Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. Ed Stanton with Liberty National Bank to serve as the new chairman for 2018. He'll take over from Jeff McClure. And Travis Posey of HSI Sensing to serve as vice president. And also on the executive committee, Karen Gentry with Bank of Commerce and Susan Ruth with Grady County OSU Extension. The board of directors to include Christy Elkins with the Economic Development Council, Michelle Pace of First National, Justin Yehola of Salt Creek Casino, Sherry Kell, Stanley Systems, Brian Gertis at Dr. Pepper, Cassandra Ersland from USAO, Warren Spellman, Grady Memorial Hospital, William Connor of Endurobond, Daniel Cobarubio of PSO, LaRonda MacArthur, Century 21 Mosley, Andrew Bratton, Physical Therapy Central, and Heather Witt, Bank SNB, all will take their public oaths of office at next month's chamber banquet. Today, we resume our series where we highlight somebody that's excelling in Chickasha Public Schools, and our Dennis Lynam has the weekly feature.
Our Chickasha Schools Academic Person of the Week is high school senior Jacob Kennedy. Jacob is an athlete, has a 4.0 GPA, and mentors other CHS students. Assistant Principal Rhonda Snow says Jacob is
in our SPLC track. He is on the swim team, and he takes concurrent classes at Redlands College. He's a true leader. Students students look up to him. In the summertime, he teaches swim lessons, and he's booked. He volunteers at many places.
Jacob is truly appreciated by students and teachers alike, encompassing Chickasha's attributes of knowledge and giving. When you see Jacob Kennedy today, congratulate him for being selected as Chickasha School's Academic Person of the Week.
Thanks a lot, Dennis. And you can see a photograph of Jacob on our Facebook page and on our website. Checking energy prices. Crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange down a fraction to $63.95 a barrel. London-based Brent crude at $69.31. Natural gas at $3.19 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,334. Silver, $17.04. Obituaries today include 89-year-old Arlene Epperson of Chickasha. A memorial service will be at 1 o'clock Monday at Epworth Methodist Church. Our weather forecast, going to be sunny, breezy, and mild today. Upper 50s for the high. We'll be up to the mid-60s Saturday and Sunday with increasing winds, and fire danger will be elevated for the weekend. Right now, fair 29 downtown Chickasha. You can get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Galleria Furniture, where style and comfort are always affordable, announced the New Year's sale. The King for a Queen. The Englander Select model mattress set that's compatible with an adjustable bed frame. A King for a Queen price. 20% off all closeout mattress sets, including a large selection of recliners and lift chairs. Delivery and financing is available. Open 7 days a week. Galleria Furniture, Chickasha, 3420 South 4th Street.
Galleria, Galleria, Galleria.
In sports, a lot of basketball tournaments underway. And at the Grady County Tournament at Dibble, it'll be Amber Pocasset and Rush Springs girls for the championship tomorrow, as both won their semifinals yesterday. Ampo holding off Minko 34-33. Ashley Kemp had 15 for Ampo to lead all scorers. Cassidy Franklin had 9 for Minko. And two-time defending champion Rush Springs holding off a challenge from Oklahoma Christian Academy, 43-33. Caitlin Long, a team-high 15 for Rush Springs. OCA's Carly Miller, a game-high 19. Boys' consolation finals yesterday. Ninnakaw defeats Verdon, 43-37. Austin Williams, 16 for Ninnakaw. Ethan Dolch, 12 for Verdon. And Dibble beats Rush Springs, 66-53. Hunter Hamby, 29 points for Dibble. Ethan Long and Devin Jordan combined to score 35 for Rush Springs. Ninnakaw and Dibble will play for the consolation championship tomorrow. At the Grady County Tournament today, boys semifinals, top seed Ampo versus number 5 seed Alec at 8 o'clock tonight. Number 2 seed Minko versus 3 seed Oklahoma Christian Academy, 5:30. Girls consolation bracket games tonight, Alec versus Verdon at 4, Ninnakaw Dibble at 6:40. Chickasha boys and girls dropped their opening round games to the top 10 teams, or to two top 10 teams at the Newcastle Sweet Pea Invitational. Fighting Chicks lost to number 6 Heritage Hall 69-40. Girls lost to number 7 Elgin 71-20. Blanchard girls and boys split with Ada. The Blanchard girls won. Blanchard boys lost. And Newcastle split their games. The girls beat Heritage Hall. The boys lost to Cash. Here's the games today at the Sweet Pea Invitational. Lady Chicks play Ada at 10 o'clock this morning. Fighting Chicks play Newcastle at 2:30 today. Blanchard boys play UConn 11:30. Girls semifinals tonight. Blanchard versus Elgin and Newcastle versus Lawton Mac. At the Caddo County Tournament in Anadarko last night, all consolation bracket games for the boys. Carnegie over Gracemont, 63-35. Hinton over Bingaroni, 61-51 for the girls. Hinton over Carnegie, 57-32. Mountain View Godibo over Bingaroni, 38-31. So here's the semifinals today, tonight at Anadarko for the Caddo County Tournament for the girls. Fort Cobb Broxton versus Lokiba Sickles, Sorrel versus Apache for the boys. Fort Cobb Broxton versus Apache, Sorrel versus Lokiba Sickles. And over at the Heart of Oklahoma Tournament in Purcell, Anadarko boys and girls both advanced to the semifinals with the wins yesterday. Number 5 ranked Anadarko girls beat Purcell 73-24, while the 18th ranked Anadarko boys beat Van Oss 43-26. Tuttle boys beat Sulphur 72-57, while the Tuttle girls lost to Sulphur 46-35. Anadarko boys play Tuttle in the semifinals today. The girls play Sulphur Tuttle girls in the losers bracket play Purcell. And USAO basketball teams winning their Sooner Athletic Conference games at USAO against John Brown last night. The men won 64-63. The women won 57-48. Our cool news weather and sports this morning, sponsored by Ferguson Funeral Home and the First National Bank and Trust.